Hey, good morning, guys. Arvin here, Wednesday Accelerator Club. Good to see you. Welcome to the call today.
I'm just kidding, guys. You know I'm not going to come in and start the day off like that. Come on now. You know me better than that, right? We're going to bring the energy today because we have something brand new, a brand new experience for you guys here today. Dean is going to come on here in a couple minutes, and he's going to be pulling a few of you guys onto the hot seat. That's right. A few of you guys are going to be able to have some one-on-one hot seat coaching with Dean Graziosi, huh? Let's get some hands up in the air if you're excited to have that opportunity. Yes, I love it. I love it. So I'm so thrilled with how many of you guys submitted videos. We spent the last few days going through all the videos that got submitted, me and the high impact coaching team, and we're just looking at a variety of things on how we selected the 15. And it's not a perfect process, guys. If you didn't get selected for the 15, please don't look at it like the video wasn't good enough or anything of that nature. Every single one of you guys, as we're looking through video by video, we're looking at each other like, how are we going to select these 15? They're all so good. Whether it was being extremely polished and just teaching really well, or on the other side of it, just some of you guys were super nervous, but like the courage that you showed just getting through it was so inspiring. And it was just firing us up no matter where you guys were on the spectrum of how you stood up and taught on that video. All of it was just like, it just lit us up. We had the biggest smiles on our faces as we're going through these videos. So each and every one of you guys submitted those videos, you showed up powerfully, and we honor you for that. And we celebrate you for that. There were a couple logistics. Number one, if you were not within that 3 to 5 minute time window, you were not selected. We were really clear about that. We want you guys to be within those time frames so we can focus on being concise with the things that we're teaching. And the other thing we're looking for, if you were sitting down, we didn't pick your video. We wanted you on your feet using that physiology. We talked to you about that. But don't worry, if you didn't meet a couple of those requirements, we are going to give you multiple opportunities here in the future to continue to find opportunities to work with Dean, to work with the high impact coaching team, and other opportunities that we're going to have here to continue your momentum. Now, Dean's going to be coming on here in just a couple minutes. Raise your hand if you want that opportunity to be on that hot seat with him. Yeah, I love it, man. I'm just excited as you guys are. I love watching Dean coach. He's absolutely brilliant, man. I cannot wait to see what he does with you guys in such a short little time frame. It's going to be so powerful. And the tip that I have for each and every one of you, if you don't get selected, find yourself in the story. Find yourself in the coaching. When whoever is on the hot seat and they're sharing whatever their experience is as part of the journey, and what we did is we selected people that were on different parts of the journey so that each one of you guys is going to have the opportunity to find yourself in the story if you don't get chosen. So when those questions get asked, yes, pay attention to the process and what's happening, but ask yourself those questions too. And how does it apply to where you're at in this journey? How does it apply to the obstacle that you're facing and trying to overcome right now? Because that's where those powerful shifts will happen. And then when Dean gets done, I'm going to come back on for a few minutes, and we're going to talk about what the focal point for this week is going to be. We're going to talk about the weekend immersion, the first immersion that we're going to be diving into next month. We're going to go over the dates on that so you can lock that up on your calendar. And then we have a super cool homework assignment for you guys this week that's really going to start building some momentum and start the first step of building your audience. You guys ready to start getting into some audience building? Yes, I love it. But before we do that, we're gonna get into some hot seat coaching. So everybody on your feet, because you know we're gonna bring Dean Graziosi into the room. We're gonna bring him into the room in a real high state. Mike, can you get a little bit of music for me, baby? Can we get a little bit of high vibration music, guys? Up on your feet, hands clapping. Let's go, it's hot seat coaching time, ladies and gentlemen. Dean Graziosi!
Wait, can you see? What's up, everybody? I'm here. Well, Brody, you can barely see. Hold on. Let's see. You got to just tip on your tippy toes. There we go. Everybody, I'm not going to be able to do this today, so Brody's going to take my place. Hey, I just wanted my son to see. He came to work with me today, and I said, you want to see what I do? He's like, you're going to talk to all those people? I said, yeah, all of them. Can you say hi?
Hi.
All right. Wave to everybody. It's good seeing all your faces. All right. You want to go do your thing?
Yeah.
All right. I love you. Go have fun. How can you not be a proud parent, right? It's an impossible thing. Good to see you guys. How's everybody doing today? You guys ready for some hot seat today or hot seating? Should we call it that? We're going to do some hot seating. Listen, Arvin said something really important, and I think you should really hear through this, is when you answer one question, and Mike, could you shut those doors for me, bud? These over here. When we do a hot seat, we picked, again, three levels. There's usually the answer you're looking for baked inside that hot seat. You know, I've been doing masterminds for decades, and I'll do a hot seat in the room, right? If someday we get to work together in person, it'd be awesome. And if we go around the room and people will just randomly get selected on when you're going to go first in the hot seat. So say it's, you know, 10 people we're going to pick. So many times when we get to like the fourth or fifth person, they'll say, you know, I don't even know what to ask now because all my questions were answered. It's been happening for decades. So I want you to realize, as I share, it's not just for them, it's for you as well. Can we commit to listening at that level? Awesome. The other thing too is, yes, we picked the dates for the two-day summit. Arvin will release that later. Okay, I think it's right here anyway. I'll tell you, and he'll tell you again later. The two-day, I want to confirm that. We'll tell you at the end, the 2 days for the two-day virtual summit, but I got you all ready to write down, didn't I? Look at you. I got you, Jill. I got you, Caroline, I think it's Caroline. Yeah. I got you guys, but Arvin will share that with you later. And we got some amazing guests. We'll send out a list of who I got coming, and there's a couple more I'm planning. But it's going to be about taking what we've learned over these weeks prior, implementing, and then taking it to another level. I'm really excited about the 2 days. The team has been working night and day to learn as you guys are growing, as you guys are submitting your questions, you're submitting your homework, you're saying, hey, this is too fast. Hey, this is too slow. Hey, I want to go deeper here. I hope you guys can see we're pivoting and moving and creating something brilliant. I'm really proud of the team, and I'm really proud of you guys for all that you're doing. So I would say when you get the date for the 2 day, try to lock it in. Like, consider this the meet. Consider this, that if it wasn't a virtual world, we would be meeting in person for those 2 days. And look what we've created. We've created a family on here. So it's no different. So we're really just meeting on those 2 days virtually to really, really anchor it in. Okay. So hot seats to me are, it's like, you guys get sick of me probably saying it every Monday when I talk about Roger Bannister and the 4-minute mile. When you see a hot seat, what's great about it is seeing yourself in that person, right? So if someone has already had success, or they already graduated, or they're struggling in the same thing you do, it's that proof that you're not alone, the proof that we can get over it, and the proof that we can go to another level. So what I love about hot seats, and again, I'm just giving you the framework on how you're kind of seeing in the brain of Dean Graziosi. When I go to masterminds, when I pay to go to masterminds, when I create masterminds, when we do a hot seat, I'm looking for, oh, they did it that way, I can. Or, oh, they had that certain mindset, I need to adopt that. Oh, they used that one tactic, I want to try. Oh, they tried this and it failed, it didn't work. Let me see what Dean or the instructor says to fix that. I'm looking in every aspect possible. And if someone's way above you, they already did a couple of events and you haven't even started yet, you're going to be there. Take notes obsessively and flag the page for when you get to your first or second event. If you have already done events, I've done more events than most people on the planet. I still learn from an absolute newbie, a person that's new, because I learn what the fears they have, the worries they have, how do they overcome those obstacles? And sometimes it reminds you, go, oh my God, I missed that point of someone new. So without further ado, you guys ready for the first hot seat? You guys ready? All right, let's do this. I got some green tea. I figured I'd tell you that because if it was coffee, I always say that, but if it was coffee, you wouldn't be able to handle me. I'd be shaking and talking so fast. You'd be all hoping that I slowed down. But I love the smell of coffee. I just can't drink it. All right. I digress. The other thing I want to share too, before we get started, is with all that's going on in the world, and I've shared my heart, my soul, my passions on every platform that you guys watch, from the DIC to KBB, so I don't want to spend too much time on it, but I shared something on my Instagram story this morning that I thought was really important, is let's just take a whole, the last 90 days has been, I think, the craziest 90 days in my history. Have you guys agree the last 90 days has been the craziest in your history, right? And here's what I know. In the next 30 to 60 days, the world is going to go back, or try to go back to normal, right? the media will die down. COVID, you know, I think COVID kind of lost its legs because we have something way more important for us all to focus on and solve. But like, there's going to be hit and miss stuff, but the world's going back to work. The media will focus on something new. And I think two things when I think of that is, what are we going to do when no one's watching? That's number one. When the media goes away, what are we going to do? Who are we going to become? Number two, I think of this, is what if we decided today that we're not going back to the old normal? We're creating a new normal for us, right? And change starts in here. If we want to change the world, we change ourselves. We change the people close to us, and we keep like a rock going in the ocean, and ripples just keep going out. We're the rock. We get to drop it and start the ripples. So what I'm going to encourage you to think about today, before we get into this training and about what's going on in the world, I would bet to say, over the last 90 days, have you guys looked at yourself deeper in the last 90 days than you have in a long time? Have you had more time with yourself? Had you time to reflect? Have you had time to question your own beliefs, your own values? Have you had time to question what the hell you were doing for a living that wasn't serving your soul, wasn't serving other people, and you wanted more? I would bet to say you've done some reflection. You've grown. Listen, if you weren't here, I wouldn't say that. The people that aren't here, there might be people that say, I haven't done crap. I drank more, ate more, and I watched every episode, every series on Netflix, right? But that's not you guys. You guys are here. You're paying for speed. You're paying attention. You're doing your homeworks. You're showing up for a training like this. So I believe that we can look at 2020 as a curse or a blessing. I'm going to choose to look at it as a blessing. That I got to look inside myself. I got to see a problem bigger than and in your face more than ever before. And I'm deciding to make changes on a whole nother level. I'm deciding to take action when no one's watching. I'm deciding to grow as a human, to change some of the things I work on. I decided personally, in my own personal life, to travel less, to make sure I'm here with my son and my daughter and my little son who's 9 weeks old, right? I would just encourage you that today is the day. This is the time in history for us to create a new norm. What is going to be the new normal for you, for the business you're in, the way you're going to scale this industry, the impact you're going to make, the revenue you're going to make, the freedom you're going to have? What is that new norm for you? And lock it in, and don't let anything pull you back to the old you that you want to grow from. And then what are we going to decide to do for the human race? For us to lock arms, to be bonded, to solve big problems, to solve the problem that's going on in the world. If we decide to create a new norm, no one can stop us. And all it starts with no one can stop you. And when no one can stop you, you can't stop growth, change, and transformation. And with a group like this, if we can't help change the world, who can? You guys up for that? Because I sure am. All right, let's get to some hot seats. The first person is Maya Stewart. Can we give it up for Maya Stewart? Where are you at, Maya?
I'm right here.
What's up, Maya? How are you?
No, I'm so good. Thank you. I'm outstanding.
Well, good to have you here. Thank you for submitting your homework. Thanks for playing full out. Thanks for being a part of our community. And what I'd love to do with you, Maya. Now, Maya, I understand you've done two events already.
I have done, I started my mastermind. I launched my mastermind, and I just did my first immersion in it, but I now did two masterminds. So I launched it as one, and it was so popular that I then ran a second, or launched the second. So I'm just starting it now.
Well, let's give it up for Maya to start off. Here's what I think, Maya, because you've created it. You've gone through the fear, the worry, the I can't do this. People might think you're crazy. I don't know, you have your own sort of, I know what my team thinks you, my team wrote two cool things. They told me what you think you need coaching on, and what my team thinks you need coaching on. So they said, she wants this coaching, but she actually needs this coaching, right?
Yes. Okay.
And I would love to do that. But I would love for you to share a little bit of your journey so we really understand where you were, what you faced, and where you are now. Is that cool? And I'll guide you. And we won't make this in depth and take forever, but I think it's really important for people to see through your eyes, because I would bet to say, you know, the majority of the people on here go, oh, I felt that exact way. How do you overcome that? I didn't know what to do next. How do you overcome that? Right. So I'm going to stop talking here and just ask the question. So maybe you can give us just a little background on where you were, and then kind of like I know somebody kind of teaches this, right? What was the struggle, the search, and then the solution?
Yeah. And is this my personal story?
No, I would say the story, your journey of getting to your first mastermind, right? Like, yeah. What were your thoughts, your worries? What were the hurdles that you overcame?
Yeah, so originally when I signed up for the implementation, I signed up for the implementation lab. And this was actually for a launch that I was doing in another business partnership. And I so believed, I had been part of KBB. I really believed in the whole process. I knew that at some point I was going to launch mine. I was just going to focus on my business, my other business first, another business first. But I have this vision that I have a belief that is we are born, we're magnificent by design. Every single person is born to be magnificent and has a message to share. And there's not one person that is like anybody else. So we are designed to live and share a unique story with the world. And so that's my core belief. I had originally signed up for the implementation lab to work on a project with another company that I'm a partner in. And right when COVID happened, they said, no more, we want a full refund. There was no support for it any longer. And so I had to make a very quick decision to say, is it done? Or do I choose to actually fund this completely on my own?
Right. And I don't mean to interrupt you, but it's so important because, and Tony says this all the time, right? Was it when COVID happened and the funding went away, was that the end or the beginning?
That was, right? That was the launch.
But isn't that such a great question we can all ask ourselves, right?
Yes.
I know I've shared this with you guys and I don't want to digress, but I tell the story of the two restaurants in Utah, right? COVID came and shut them both down. Was it the end or the beginning? The two restaurants that are a couple miles away from each other on the same road, one of the owners, it was the end. He folded his arms and was mad at China, mad at the government, mad he didn't get enough stimulus money, mad it was taking too long, mad at the governor, mad at everybody, while his business stayed shut. That was the end for him. 2 miles down the road on the opposite side of the street, three guys went and got material from Home Depot or Lowe's, built an outside thing, built a drive-through, rearranged their kitchen so people could work 6 feet apart. Their business is doing 2 to 3 times more than it was pre-COVID. So two exactly same situations, both restaurants, same street, same city. One, it was the end, and one, it was a beginning. So if people don't think mindset is the great differentiator, if having somebody to lean on, to being a part of a group like this that supports you and cheer you on, if you don't think that's the differentiator, then that's why you're a part of this and that's why you're here. I should say you probably already know that, but I love that. And I'm not going to interrupt you that much, but it's so beautiful because I have to be honest with you. So many times when something like this happens, and again, is this for everybody or just for Maya, right? When the carpet gets pulled out from underneath us, when someone says no, when the world shifts, they go, oh, Jesus, I was right in the middle of this. I was finally going to have my shot, and this happens. This happens to me all the time. And someone else goes, wow, this sucked, but I'm going to find a way through. I'm going to finance it myself. I'm going to focus. I'm going to pay for more speed. I'm going to immerse myself. I'm not going to dabble. I'm going to burn the boats. I'm not going to listen to my friends and family. It tells me to get real, right? It's all perspective. And that's why I think one of the big byproducts of you guys being here is so great. So I'm going to let you keep going, Maya. So it wasn't the end. It was the beginning.
It was the beginning. So I made, this was just right before the lab started, and I had to shift direction completely. I knew, I mean, I had this dream and I was planning on launching this in January, and it's such a powerful dream of mine to support people, to really allow that message, to support women specifically, to allow that message and that story to come through. And so I did a major pivot and just said, I'm doing it and I'm going to launch this one now. And my mastermind is called Born for This. I didn't have the name exactly at the time. But I started the creation process. And, you know, there was so much going on at the time. There was, you know, what was going on in one of my businesses. There was, you know, COVID, there was homeschooling, there were all of these things. And, you know, it was like so much, the culmination of so much, all of these things going on, and yet having this vision that needed to be bigger than everything else. And so I would wake up in the morning, and there were mornings that were really challenging because there was so much going on. And, you know, managing all of those things. And I would just wake up and I would say, you know, my dream is bigger than this. And I would have my dance party, and I would have a dance party with my son. And my son's like, what are we dancing for? And I said, we're dancing because, you know, we're building a dream and we're doing this together. And he says, well, what if nobody's part of it? And I said, well, that's okay, because then we'll just keep trying. And it was great. We started this like daily dance party to shift our perspective and into the dream every single day. And that actually was such an amazing thing, to be able to be the embodiment of that for my son, because I believe that if the only thing I do is that I'm a role model for my son, then I've done an amazing job. And I know I'm doing more than that. But so that was what was happening during that period of time. Also, that business partnership started to dissolve. And so I did not know that was happening. I didn't know when I first started, but that actually started happening over the course of my creation of the mastermind and the launch of it. And so right now I don't actually have that business partnership anymore. And it's also a beautiful opportunity for this mastermind to, you know, to really live this dream and be full force into what I know I'm born to do, what I know everyone is born to do. You know, I think that had been, that was a big opportunity. And I say opportunity when there's challenges, because I believe that there's an opportunity for me to navigate a challenge, and that I was facing a lot of mental things that could come into my space, because I'm, you know, the partnership is dissolving. I'm building something new, but it's brand new. You know, I didn't know it's coronavirus. There's so much going on in the world. I know people were starting to talk about, is it even okay or ethical to want to sell anything? And so I was navigating all of these questions, recognizing that this is the time. This is precisely the time for people to start sharing a message, sharing exactly who they are, exactly who they were born to be, and really doubling down on themselves from a personal development standpoint. And so, you know, that was part of the journey and some of the hurdles that came up. You know, I think the other was, you know, having a totally shifted schedule with my son at home full time. And, you know, my husband still traveled for work. So I was on my own navigating, you know, on my own sometimes, navigating homeschooling, multiple, you know, Zoom calls with him, with me, launching a mastermind, also, you know, dinner and breakfast and lunch and all the things. And so navigating all of those, and I had a, you know, creating a strategy and a schedule that served all of us so that I could be the woman that I wanted to be all the time. And I say something, you know, when I teach, I say, be her now. So be the woman that you desire to be.
Wow, right, that's so good. Be here now. Be her now. That's amazing. And I'm going to ask you, so did you, because I think we could all agree, we're all, like everybody, when COVID happened, juggling all those pieces, did you create a schedule and schedule in the time to work on building your mastermind? And I think, I knew the answer to that, but I want to say that to everyone right now. So many times what we'll do is say, hey, when time opens up, I'm going to fit my mastermind and stuff. My mastermind training, my mastermind layout, my mastermind, my hook story close. I'll figure out the time on how to do the struggle search success. I'll get to that. If you don't schedule it, it won't happen. Just like there's lots of books written. My buddy David Box says all the time, pay yourself first. It's like, schedule this time in. Like today, look at your crazy schedule and say, I need to go faster and quicker. What can go off the schedule? What can be moved around? What can be consolidated? I bet you did all these, right, Maya? What can be consolidated? What can be moved around? And what can be eliminated? And where can I anchor in this 2 hours, this hour at 7 a.m., this hour at 11 a.m., another hour at 6, I'm going to be working on my next level. And I would bet to say that's probably what you did, right?
Yeah, I did that. I also had KBB homeschool with my son. So because at that time it was like the walkthroughs and different things were happening. And so Hunter knew at 1 o'clock we were doing the walkthrough, you know, with KBB. So he knew you, he knows you, he knows Arvin, mm-hmm. he knows everybody. So he's like, oh, awesome. Arvin on today. So it was part of the strategy because of who I know I am and who I desire to be, bringing him into some of that too, because part of it is sharing that with the family, knowing that he's taken care of and we're bonding too. So yes, I scheduled everything. I was super strategic about it. I knew when, you know, we had our recess time, like me and Hunter recess time, family recess time, you know, dance parties. And you know, it was also creating intention. It was super intentional the entire time. Our mornings were very intentional. You know, I had a vision for what, and I had my husband and my son partake in this. Like, we would create the vision of what we were creating for that day and what we were creating that future. And we would go on our morning run, and then we would have our morning dance party. And that was like this creation and intention and celebration before it happened was part of, like, I would say it was almost everything.
Right, right. And what we always talk about, it's why KBB's laid out the way it is, right? There's yes. that the first module is if you don't get this right, right? And if you don't have the power to get over the obstacles, then you fall back and say, I'll get to it later. So I'm going to fast forward you a little bit, because I want to hot seat you. So you got the mindset right. You scheduled right. You decided to burn the boats, kind of, right? You said, I'm doing this. It was not the end. It was the beginning. How did you, tell me a little bit about your first mastermind. Like, how many people did you get in? How did you get them? And we're not going to go deep on all of them. I might pick one piece to go deeper.
Yeah, perfect. So I had my sense was, so this was a $5,000 mastermind, and it's actually a 6-month program. So I'm in it right now. But I ran my first half day immersion just this weekend. So my sense was that I wanted to do 6 people for the first mastermind. So it was super intimate. And because I know the journey that I wanted to take them on. So I had a sense of, I knew exactly who I desired to be a part of it. Like my niche. They started coming to me, the exact people that I could serve. And then when I asked it actually ended up being 7 people in the first group. And then, I called each one of them up, and I actually took them through the clarity exercise. That was the way that I really understood, you know, where are you right now? Where do you want to be? Let's have this coaching conversation. And then I'm going to invite you into something if it feels like it's a good fit for both of us. And if it doesn't, then I won't go there. But this is a decision for both of us. And, I got a heck yes on, oh, here's something that was really.
So you identified 7 people you thought would be a fit. And then you called those 7 people and did the, where are you? Where do you want to go? Why do you want it? How are you going to get there? And if you thought they were right, does everybody realize this? When you get to the how would be working with Maya. Right. And if you didn't think it was the right fit, you probably suggested something else for him. Is that how you went about it?
Yes. I didn't have in the first group, I didn't have anyone that was not a fit. I think I knew them so well. They're part of other programs of mine. I knew them so well that I knew this was a next level, but this is a big, big next level that they're stepping into. And so the one thing I also do and did is I share with them, you know, as we're talking, what I'm looking for is that your heart says, heck yes. And when your heart says that, we can figure out the rest. But if your heart is not a heck yes, that's a sign for you and for me that this isn't the right fit. So I'm having those conversations, and every single time each person said, they, one of them put up a sign that said, heck yes, I'm in. Another one, you know, they were just like, heck yes, before I even got to how much it cost or anything. And actually cost didn't end up being too much of an issue.
Out of the 7, how many enrolled?
7.
Wow. All right. Let's give it up for Maya. Wow. That is amazing. That is amazing. And you did your first training this past weekend?
I did. I did my first training this past weekend. And part of what I did also, I did an invite process first. So it was just invitation only for the first 7. And then I actually announced it to my group. And I said, you know, I'll be running this for a waitlist only. I didn't know if I was going to run a second group or if I was just going to launch again in January. And based on the response, I now have double. So I have 13 people. I now have 13 people. So I'm running two groups. Based on the response, I did the same run through with each one of them. I had a strategy coaching call with each one of them, and 100% heck yes.
Wow. So listen, I can tell, and this is probably a question for some people, is how did you find those people? Now you said everybody's got different circumstances, and sometimes the people that need to be working with you are actually the people you're forgetting about, and you're going to look in a new, like you're going to fish in the next lake, and there's still fish in the lake right in front of you. Does that make sense, everyone? Like these are people that were in different programs or different parts of your life or friends that you met. I'd love to just get a quick little, and it doesn't mean that,
yeah.
It just means this is Maya's unique situation. So who were they?
So I had launched in December, and everything I've done organic. So in December, I launched my first program called, one of my first paid programs in this arena is my own thought leadership arena. And I went live on Facebook and I shared my story and I said, you know, I'm going to be doing a Zoom. So, and at that time, I only did this on my personal Facebook page. I didn't even have a business page. And a friend of mine the night before said, you can't share a link on a business on your Facebook page. So I just had to tell them the website to go to sign up for my call. And so, but this was organic. I just went live on my personal Facebook page. Then people joined some of my program, More Me, More Free. And then a mentorship program that I had at that time called Ignite Your Magnificence, which was a 3-month program. So I've been running those and cultivating those relationships for the last, you know, from December or January up until now. At this point,
that's so amazing. And this, I have to stop you again because I love this story. Are you guys, I need to look at the whole. Are you guys? Is this you loving this story or what? Amazing, Maya. And again, we each use our own thing. But let me just ask you this by a show of hands. Everybody's watching. Maya in January, right? It's June, so it's not a half a year yet, right? But in January, Maya decided, and please correct me wherever I'm wrong. Like, you're going into this. I'm going to share what's in my mind. I want to empower women, right? I want to show them where they can go, unlock their magnificence, all the things that you love, right?
Yeah.
When Maya first started pushing this, Maya, when you first started going on social media, whether you use the Rachel Miller model to get the first 100 or use your own, when you first started going on, like everybody else probably in this whole group, did you have some doubts that people would follow you, like you, or want to learn from you?
Of course. Like I did. Yeah.
Right. So we all have those doubts, right? And just think, in January, she started planting seeds. Now, maybe nothing happened in January. Maybe nothing happened in March even. Maybe a few sales started to come in on the course she wanted to do. But just think about this. Who right now, if you knew 6 months from today, if you planted the seeds, if you did your Facebook Live, if you narrowed down your niche, if you overcame the obstacles, if you scheduled accordingly to manage family, friends, said no to the things that weren't serving you, by a raise of hands, who would love in 6 months from today, if you put in the time, to have 12 people pay you $5,000 each? Right? And sometimes what we do, though, is we look at it and go, oh, Maya's so far ahead now. I'll never catch her. That's how she probably felt. I'm talking to her. She's right here. But I bet 6 months ago, she could look at someone else in the group crushing it and go, oh, I got it. I'm just going to go do my first Facebook Live and hope people like it. But it's the momentum, right? Things stack on top of each other. She got probably a little, I'd bet to say, Maya, did you, when you went live, did you have anybody say thank you? That was amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. I had everybody. Yeah.
Right. So you start stacking those little wins. Even if you go live and one person says, thank you, stack that win and stack. And it's like compound interest, right? The magic of compound interest. It's compound implementation, right? You do one thing, your confidence grows. Someone says, yes, you get your first dollar. It goes to another level. It goes all of a sudden. It looks like it's easy for her now because she gets to call 12 people and they give her $5,000 each. And so many people will say, well, I don't have what Maya has. No, because maybe you didn't start 6 months ago, but that 6 months timeline could start today. like this very moment while we're still together, we'll still be doing this. I think it's a magnificent story, Maya. I'm so glad that you shared it. So what I'd love to do though, for you sharing that incredible story is, what is the one thing that I could help you with? If there's one thing that through my years of doing this can solve a problem, what would that be?
So I think it's, if I can share with you the vision that I have, and then mm-hmm. I don't always know the how. And so I have the vision and I don't necessarily know, I think you would probably have the best way for me to really make that a reality. And yep. So I'd love that.
All right, let's do it.
So right now I have a membership. The membership is what I launched in January, and it was a year long membership, which is just a Facebook group and a membership site. I also had a mentorship, and then now the mastermind. And so the mastermind is born for this. And the intention is, you know, it's really helping supporting high performance, heart centered, mission driven women that are feeling and like are awakening to their calling, awakening to their purpose, don't want to compromise their values, their life, their time, their family anymore. And now they're really ready to share with the world. They want to make mm-hmm. a massive impact for humanity. So part of this mastermind is, at the end, there's going to be an opportunity for everybody to share a stage, a virtual stage that I'm going to support, where all 13 of these women and maybe more will share their story and their message for the first time with the world. I know this is meant to happen. I know people are born for this. I know I'm meant to serve so many people with this, and that they will serve so many. And right now I'm the only one doing all of it. So I don't want to also trade all my time anymore. I want to continue to build it and serve more and more and have a massive impact without necessarily needing to compromise my time.
I got it. So I'm going to jump in. I'm going to jump in really quick. And isn't it cool that we're doing, everybody, I know you're all getting this. We're doing right now what you guys are going to be doing, right? Like, I know, how crazy is that? Like, you get to see how we're conducting these things, how we offer them, and get to model that. I hear so many of the things you're saying, right? Next April, all of us are going to be together. We're going to put so many of you guys on stage and share your transformation. But here's what I wanted to share. I keep clicking over here so I can see everybody. By a raise of hands, who in here loves learning from Arvin? Right? Arvin, awesome. How about some of the other amazing coaches? Right? Do you know, I think all of them, Arvin, you know how Arvin found us? He bought KBB and went through the process. It changed his life so much he wanted to serve and give back. So my question to you on how do you replicate yourself, Maya, is two things. I had two things that I wrote down. First, I would survey those 12 women, and I would ask them five really important questions. And I would ask them questions to really define what you want to share. Listen, the reason we're teaching you guys the way we're teaching it, there might be 3% of you in his group that go, I'm not sure today's the perfect thing. But I hope most of you see, like, hey, how did you know I needed that? Because we're asking questions, we're reading the homework, our team is looking at all the comments you put in the group. So we're hearing what you're saying, and we're giving you back what you need. You might want certain things, but we kind of feel we understand what you need, right? So Maya, if you have a Facebook group for them, watch the comments, read them obsessively, and then ask them five really important questions, and that'll really define what you should be teaching in this training, right? You probably already know, but why not ask the questions and let them tell you what they need? The second thing, this could be you guys. Okay, you right here. You guys are our founders of KBBAC. The Accelerator Club, you guys are the founders. We created a special deal. This price will never be available again. We're learning as we're going, and that's why we're a part of this family. Some of you right here, right now, will not only be on stage, I hope many of you, some of you come to work with us as we evolve. What I would say, Maya, is those 13 girls are your founders, and I would call them your founders. And I would identify the 3 to 5 that would love to work with you. They would love to give back. and give them that incentive to say, not only do I want to help you for your own life, and if you got your own thing, wonderful, please go out and do it. I'll support you forever. But some of you might want to do your own thing and also work with me because I want to scale this and I need help empowering women. And they'll put in a different kind of energy. When we asked that of Arvin and Rocky and so many of our other coaches who came to our trainings, and they said, hey, who in here would like to not only learn from us, who would like to come back and help other people? And they were like, oh my God. And everybody stepped up. Like, it was self-selecting. We didn't even have to choose Arvid and the amazing team that you work with. They selected themselves. So I think your answer is in exactly what you've already built. They're your founders. They're amazing women who took chances. Now you got to understand something. They're also early implementers. You don't have a proven track record. You haven't been doing, here's another great thing for everybody to write down. Ready? Maya has never done a mastermind before. And she lost $5,000. Some of you are afraid to ask for $5 because you haven't done it before. Her value is there. She knows where her heart is. She knows her experience, and she found the confidence to ask for it. And in so many cases, do you know how you get $5,000 for a mastermind? Put in the chat on how you think you can get $5,000 for a mastermind. There we go. There's my family. You ask for it. There you go. You ask for it. You provide massive value. You live from your heart and you ask for it, right? I know people who've launched their first mastermind with the same capability, same value. They were so nervous. They priced it at $100 because they just didn't have the ability to ask for it. Love what you do. Know your worth. And wow, I'm so proud of you. So proud of you. How did you like that answer?
Yes, absolutely.
Any last one, and we're going to get on to somebody else because I want to take all the value I can. I want to help share, but I'd love to deliver value to you for coming here today and playing full out with us. So what else can I share?
Any insight for how to create this platform that is going to be in December for these, like the best way to structure it to really make that a incredible experience, summit, whatever it is, to serve massive amounts of people.
Okay, so here's what I'd say is watch what we do at our first summit in a couple of weeks here. Honestly, okay. Model it, because we've not only modeled other people, we've been obsessively thinking it over. A lot of things, you guys, I know you all, most of you get it. What you don't see is sometimes we'll come and give a quick answer, right? And be like, oh yeah, just do this. Just use the 12, 13 girls. But that might have taken us 10 years to figure out. 15 variations, mistakes and failures. When you see our 2-day summit come off and it looks like, oh, they did that without a hitch. It went great. I loved it. That was obsessive thinking, modeling other people, the ones we've done in the past and failed on it, didn't, right? So when you guys see something that's working, know how many hours went in it, how much money went in it, how much experience went in it. Obviously, you guys know this because you cut a check to go faster, cut a check to gain capabilities. But I would say, Maya, obsess over it, document it. And then if you got questions, you know, hit up the Facebook group, hit up the teams, and let us help you dial it in.
Thank
everybody,
you.
Can we give it up for Maya? Can we please give it up for Maya?
Thank you so much.
Maya, you're awesome. So guys, was that good or what? Like, think about it. The journey, did we get proof of concept that this kind of works? Right? Did we see that we have to plant seeds, that we have to schedule it? We can't just do this one time happens to be there, right? We have to schedule it. We have to go at our own pace. We have to have a culture of progress. We have to plant the seeds. If you have no followers today, then we have to just look and say, okay, it might take me 6 months to knock this out of the park. Is it worth 6 months from now to have 12 or 13 people pay you that kind of money, right? We already agreed on that. So use that end result as your motivation to take action today and stay engaged. Okay, let's go to hot seat number 2, and it is Jacqueline Nguyen. Jacqueline, you with us?
Yes.
What's up, Jacqueline? Can we give it up for Jacqueline? How are you, Jacqueline? Lost your audio there for a second.
Okay, got it.
There we go. Hey, how you doing?
I'm great, and you?
I'm doing great. So let's jump right in. So where are you and where do you want to go and how can I help you? I actually have all your notes. So I got a cheat sheet right in front of me, but I want everybody else to know.
Actually, I'm in the beginning of the process. I actually bought the KBB program last year. Didn't do anything with it whatsoever. Didn't even sign on to the product. And when I found the opportunity about the KBB Accelerator, I said, this will help me to get through the process. So I'm literally taking two classes at the same time now, trying to get the background as well. Initially, I had reservations about whether I wanted to pay the money, but Megan answered a lot of my questions. I said, okay, I have got to go for this because I see where I can help. The knowledge that I pick up from this can help in so many different areas with so many different people and organizations.
Well, great. We're so glad to have you here, and we're going to keep pulling you all the way through, Jacqueline. We're not going to let you stop. Just so you know, we're not going to let you stop, okay?
Great.
So I'd love to, again, I have your notes here, but tell me how you want to serve people, and then tell me what you feel is the next obstacle, right? And I don't even use the word obstacles, right? It's an opportunity. It's a challenge, right? You can even call it a challenge. We all love challenges. We all hate obstacles, right? So who do you want to serve, and what do you see is the closest challenge to you right now to get over?
I think like Maya, I have identified my niche as 30-year-olds and older, women who have not acknowledged or considered what their full potential is. So I want to help them understand what their full potential is. And I don't care what plane it's on. It could be physical, it could be spiritually, it could be emotionally, it could be relationship-wise. So that they can, whatever glass box that they are in right now, I want to help them to shatter that box so that they can accelerate and feel really good about themselves and reach their full potential.
Can we give it up for Jacqueline on that? And can I tell you something, that this is not something I'm just saying to you guys. This is something, if you guys watch me, you know, I've been saying this in podcasts. This is the decade of the woman entrepreneur. This is the decade of the woman entrepreneur. And I don't just say that to say it. I say it because it's the truth. Because listen, can the playing field always get better? Of course, but the playing field is more equal than ever before. We have the opportunity for amazing women to show their voice, to show their value, to use their intuition that women have way more than us, right? I always say, listen, guys right now, tell me if your significant other, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your mom, not that your mom's a significant other, your significant other or a mom, a sister, a woman in your life has met a friend of yours or someone you're going to do business with and you think they're cool and your wife or a woman in your life says, no, that's not the right person. That they don't align. You're like, no, I got it. And then what happens 6 months later? Is the woman in your life always right? Can we give a round for that? Like, women have that next level intuition that the world needs right now. Women have the ability to tell stories on a more emotional connected level. Women have the ability, just, you know, I watch my wife nurturing our son. Like, I love him to death, but I can't do certain things that she does. I don't even know how to explain it. It's something given by God or whatever it is that people believe in, right? And the world needs that healing, nurturing, intuitive women now more than ever. So I say that I'm a cheerleader for women entrepreneurs because it's the main reason I'm successful. I watched my mom struggle working three jobs. She didn't have an education, so she cleaned houses, painted houses, and cleaned up at hair salons. I watched my mom do that till 9 or 10 o'clock at night, every night when I was little. You know, my sister and I'd make dinner for ourselves and watch her come home tired and achy and sore. And it's the reason I remember being 8 years old and said, I'm getting rich, take care of my mom. I didn't know how. But so I have a little spot in my heart for the women entrepreneurs. So I didn't mean to digress there, but I want to tell you, I believe you couldn't be in a better place. Right. Women are dying for that. Look at, you know, some of the women influencers who have just exploded onto the scenes because you're hungry for it. It's great learning from the men. And I think there's so much to learn from both sides. All people, all colors, all races, men, women, old, young. We want to learn from everybody. But man, I think women, tell me right now, are you guys hungry to learn from other powerful women who've had experiences? Raise your hand if that's true, right? Can I get an amen here on a Wednesday on that? All right.
Amen.
All right. So with that said, I believe you're in a perfect place. And I wanted to inspire you to not give up at all and keep pushing forward with all things. And I can tell you're not gonna, right? So that's the first thing. The second thing before we go any further is I'm gonna encourage you today, though you wanna help any woman in a glass box who wants to break out, I'm gonna encourage you, it's gonna be a hard one for you, I can tell, because you wanna serve in so many ways. I'm gonna encourage you to pick one. I'm gonna encourage you to pick the one you love the most. And then I wanna encourage you to know that over time, over the next 6 months, the next year, the next 3 years, you can expand all those buckets. You can have one for health, one for relationship, one for a broken heart, one for finding spirituality and God on another level. You could do all of them, right? But I'm gonna encourage you to find one, to narrow it down to one and get your first group and okay. Light them up, change their life. And guess who will want the other pieces? The people in that group, when you tell them how to get healthier or fix the relationship or find the relationship with God, they're going to say, hey, you know, Jacqueline, I really want to fix my relationship too. You got something on that? Well, just so happens that I do, right? So we want to narrow that down. So keep telling me your story. So you want to help women. I love that. What is the closest obstacle we're going to call challenge or opportunity in front of you?
Well, let me say this first. I'm currently right now working with a group of people, ladies, and because I'm the leader of that group, the issue is that I'm you're right, I need to pick one thing. And what I've been trying to get them to do is learn how to do things like how to do a presentation. And I've also taught them on how to put together a program. So those are, I think that probably be the first thing that I would probably be working on. Okay. Because right now these people, I'm also letting them know that I see them and I care about them. So I'm doing background work as well. Like I will call them personally to see how they're doing, or I will send them a card of encouragement.
I love it. And then who is this group? Is this friends? Is this people that you just met randomly?
Actually, I have a national position in my denomination. Uh-huh. And I have this regional group that I'm ladies I'm responsible for. So what I've been doing is helping them to get out of their comfort zone and to be more knowledgeable about how to do some of the processes that they have to do, like put together programs.
I love it. I'm sorry if I just jump in. I've just been doing this for a long time and I love hearing this. And I got a little background. So here's a suggestion. How many women are you working with?
About somewhere between about 50 some people, women.
Wow, okay. So here's what I would suggest is I would make them create the decision of the one thing they want to fix.
Okay.
Right? So get them to do what I told you, because mm-hmm. what'll happen with them as well, they'll come to you and go, man, I really want my husband and I to be more connected, but you know, first I want to lose the weight. Or no, you know, actually first I'd love to get my career better because, and what happens sometimes when we have a shotgun approach, can we mm-hmm. all agree if we go after everything, we get nothing?
Right.
Right? If we try to fix it all at once, I want to fix it all. When people say to me, you can't have it all, I'm like, BS. You can have it all. It's just, you got to attack one thing at a time, okay. Right? So I would encourage them to really define, and you can use some of the tools in KBB, even the clarity tool, and say, okay. But you got to pick one. It's your relationship. It's your health. It's your connection to God. It's your revenue or career. Okay. And what I would do is on those 50, I would take a page out of Maya's book is make this your seed planting time. Okay. And I would light them up, Jacqueline. I would get them to pick one thing and I would light them up and I would get transition in their life. I would get transformation and then I would get their testimony. I would get them to share how they had a breakthrough and how Jacqueline changed their life. Just think, out of those 50, I would bet to say within 3 months, you could have 20 of the most powerful videos you've ever imagined of people saying, Jacqueline, when you work with her, it goes from, your life goes from this to this. Your relationship from God with God goes from this to this. Your health goes from this to this. And then you could maybe pick the ones you have the most success on, right? There's like 20 videos come in and 8 of them are this one topic, and go deep on that one topic.
Right.
How does that make you feel?
Oh, excellent. As a matter of fact, in the last 30 days, I've worked with two ladies to do two different programs. One of them did a week-long prayer vigil where they had to organize it, get all the people. By the third day, she was so lit up that she is now setting to do it quarterly. So I was excited about that. And right now, I'm working with a group of 4 ladies. They're putting together a women's convention that starts tonight and goes through Friday, and they're working on that, and they're excited.
Can we all give it up?
Thank you.
Congratulations. And here's the other thing I want you to do. Please, please, please count these little wins. So many times in life, like, oh, yeah, I got these ladies doing this, and she's building their course, but I still haven't figured out my niche. It's like, don't you dare say that. Like, you better remind yourself of the momentum you're having, that you jumped into this course. You are paying to learn. You're in this part of this education today, right? So just please remind that. And you know, you have your own relationship with God, the universe, your connection. Please remind, pat yourself on the back, right? Because you're doing some amazing things. Here's one more thing I want to share with everybody. Ready? This is a learning lesson. I want to click here so I can see everybody. There's certain things that are just learning lessons for life. When you want to get a referral or you want to get a testimonial, someone to share social proof, when do you think is the best time to do it? Just let me know in the comments. When's the best time to get a referral or a testimony? Okay. People, everybody's writing ASAP, ASAP, 3 days. You know when you want to do it? At the moment that they feel the best. People that sell houses, right? If you're a realtor, do you know the moment you get the best referral? Is when you're at the house and you hand them the key and they look and they go, oh my God, is this ours? And if you at that moment said, yes, it's yours, I'm so excited. How much do you love the house? I love the house. Would you mind sharing one with one other person so I can help make them feel that good? You have like a 90% better chance of a referral than if you wait a week and they go, oh, you know, the pool's a lot more work than I thought. And at night, the sun goes down and shines right in your eyes. And I thought the rooms were white. They have a little pink in there, you know, like, it starts to fade, right? If you bought a new watch, and you know, I've hardly anywhere ever wear jewelry, but I wear the watch my wife bought me. But if you love watches and you buy a watch, when would be the first day that that watch salesman should ask you to refer a friend about a watch? The moment you put it on. Mm-hmm. Because in a month when it's all scratched up and the battery goes dead, you're like, oh man, I gotta put a battery in this, right? So what I wanna share with you, Jacqueline, and for everyone, a learning lesson, as your friend does her first event, that's when you need to call her and say, hey, would you mind turning your phone sideways, put a little light in front of you, and kind of share how I helped you with that? And have her do it right as she's doing the event, not in a month from now, right? And your other one friend who's putting the course together, say, I would love if you could just, you know, turn your phone sideways, put a little light in front of you, and share maybe a 2-minute video on how I helped you make that dream a reality. Now, someone else might be still working through their stuff. You don't want to ask them for a testimonial. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to ask the girl who's doing the first event in 6 months. So the moment to ask is when they're calling you saying, Jacqueline, what you did for my life, oh my God. Okay? Does that make sense, everyone?
Absolutely.
Okay. Any last things? I want to get to one more, but your story inspires me. And I'm going to have my eye on you to make sure you keep pushing forward. But just think of this time with those women really as a time of planting seeds. You're changing the world through all those women. Think of the exponential results you're having. You are teaching 50 who could teach thousands. Gotcha. And I talk about getting the word out there. So really remember the impact you're making. Any last questions that I can help you with?
I guess the key thing is, and maybe this is in another class, is to get more savvy on social media. I mean, I was stretched when I had to put a video out on the Facebook page, but I'll tell you this, I'm also the class president of the college I went to for my class. And I did a video last night and put it up on the class page because we didn't do our reunion last weekend because of the situation. But I wanted to encourage my class, so thank you for that. But aww. I want to be able to break out of the shell and use the social media more and understand the Zoom and different things like that. Like I wrote down, you said, when Maya said she was told, don't use her personal Facebook page if she wants to share a link, use a business one. Those are the kinds of things that I would like to go for, because I told Arvin, I want to be the next you.
All right, I love it, I love it. So here's the cool part, is the two-day summit, we're gonna go really deep on that. And one of those parts I'm teaching personally. So okay. you're gonna love the two-day summit. But I would just say, just start practicing. And I could tell there's two types, right? You, again, I always talk about, like, me and my sister are way different. My sister mm-hmm. needs to know how all that stuff works before she does it. I just go in and fumble my way through and fail horribly and then figure it out. Just two ways to approach it.
Okay.
So what I'd say is go in the Facebook group today and ask a couple of the questions that you need. Somebody okay. else in this group or our coaches will answer that. Start getting those answers and start practicing.
Gotcha.
Sound good? Everybody, great. Let's give it up for you. Jacqueline.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Wow. Is that amazing or what? I love these stories. You know what? I could literally do this every single week. Just sit here, have a conversation, do it. I know we got to get to teaching, but let's bring up our last one. I know we're going a little long today, but I think it's worth it. You guys, give me a thumbs up or let me know in the chat if you're liking this today. Do you like the social proof? Do you like the solutions that we're coming up with? Again, they were other people's questions. Raise your hand if you got an answer today, even though someone else asked the question. Yeah, awesome. All right, so let's give it up for our third hot seat, and that is Paulie and Candace. Can we give it up for Paulie and Candace? Where are you guys at?
How are we doing, Dean?
Good, how are you?
Excellent, thank you.
Oh, there you are. You are a brother and sister team, is that correct?
We are.
Yes.
Awesome. Good to have you guys here. How you feeling today?
Excellent. Couldn't be better.
Really good.
Good. You guys nervous or not?
My fingers are cold.
We're getting ourselves, you know.
It's good nerves. It's good nerves. Right. All right. So listen, I have a cheat sheet here, but other people don't. So I would love for you guys to just take a little time and tell your passion, your heart. I love what you guys are doing. I love your thought process behind it. I think it's absolutely brilliant. My team went nuts over what you guys are doing, really. And it just shows the uniqueness of what we do, right? As being a knowledge broker, like we can help and serve in so many unique ways. So go ahead and share what you're doing with the mule process and things like that.
Sure. So we're here to serve parents with young children under the age of 3 that are having frustrations in the kitchen, from meal prepping, organizing, feeding their kids, just an overall step into the kitchen. I want to give my kid healthy food, but I'm tired. I just got home from work. My spouse isn't really helping me this evening.
Everything in the fridge scares me.
Yeah. So as a parent, who in here right this moment would sign up for what they're doing? Literally, I don't even know. I kind of know. But I love this topic so much because my wife and I feel this all the time. And the other thing too is we decided, I mean, I feel blessed to be in a situation we could have someone come in and do all that for us. And we don't, because I feel mealtime is so important. You know, you don't need to read stats to know, but if you ever read the stats on how your kids could have better grades, how they could not get into drugs, early pregnancy, less emotional issues, less anxiety through teenage years, like you read all these things, what does it say the number one solution is?
Having
a meal and conversation 3 to 5 days a week. Is that insane on how that impact. So to me, I there's byproducts to what you guys do. I'm sorry. I love what you guys do. So I'm just going to rant here because it's in my own house. We get overwhelmed because we love to cook. Yesterday, if you look on my, we did for the first time yesterday, we made sushi at home yesterday. That was a fun thing, but we definitely get like, what are we going to make tonight? And then it's overwhelming and we want to make something healthy, but we also want to be together. But I think the biggest byproduct of what you do, and probably the reason your hearts are into it, the byproduct is a connected family, right? Even if you have a split family or a unique family. Still, that bond of a dinner and a conversation, I learned more about my kids at dinner than anything else. So I didn't mean to go off on that, but keep going. So how do you help people with all those frustrations?
Just keeping people organized. And we come from culinary backgrounds. We've worked in the food industry for a long time, and using that prepping mindset, making sure that you're ordering food or making sure however you're getting your food with intention is there so that the food is available then to turn into a meal. And then there's a process that we were going to share about just with your kids and your family, your basic ingredients or your basic macros that go into each meal. So making sure that there's health involved with it, but then it's gotta be fun. It's gotta be exciting. There's gotta be variables. There's gotta be a bunch of different colors and then the different shapes, especially for kids under three. There's developmental stuff that my sister has studied a long time, making sure that you're exposing your kids and your family to all of it. And you keep bombarding them with the different things that are out there, whether they're vegetables or shapes or sizes or whatever, because how many times do you try to feed your kid and they don't like it once and you never try it again and you get frustrated because you spent a lot of money on something and they didn't eat it? Well,
and then you fall back into old habits.
Exactly. And then just by changing a simple thing like the shape or the size of what that item is could totally be a game changer. And they could finish their plate the next night. And then that just de-stresses the whole house. And then you're getting your
involved. I love it. I mean, I'm sold. Like,
well, you're our ideal client right now.
Yeah, I am. So I'm going to be, yeah. So sign me up. So let me ask you this. I would say, and you guys already know this, the three things are, we all want the outcome, right? There's not one person on here, if you are a parent, that you want to feed your kids crappy and make them sick. Right? There's not one person on here that wants to do that, right? But the problem is that we're all super busy, right? So we want the outcome of like the perfect Norman Rockwell painting. We want to have the perfect meal, sit down, have great conversation, get done. Let's all clean together and dance while we do the dishes. That's like the perfect world. Real scenario is, Johnny, stop yelling and we got to do this. And how do we get to baseball practice? And oh my God, I forgot to go shopping today. Ah, there's nothing to cook, right? So that's like, there's one Norman Rockwell and then there's our reality, right? Maya trying to juggle, you know, doing all those things and having a dance party before she's making something for dinner, right? So I would bet to say you've thought through how to be effective and efficient to make it so it's not, right? We're none of us are going to be in the culinary world and have to prep for hours each day, right? We don't have that time. So I bet to say you figured out how to maybe advance prep or prep enough, you know, one day that could last multiple days of cooking and all those things. So how do you plan on delivering? I think the three things are convenient, easy to understand, taste good, look good, and can fit into a crazy busy world that we live in.
Definitely. And I think that, you know, as all of that fits into planning. So if you're intentionally making dinner and your kids have gone to sleep already because they're under three, so most likely they have an earlier bedtime. If you're saying, okay, well, we're going to cook rice for us for dinner. Well, I'm going to make 4 cups of rice instead of 2 cups of rice. I'm going to pre-cut or peel some vegetables. That way I have a snack that I can grab out of the fridge tomorrow because we're going to be by the pool and I don't want to have to rip them out of the pool, have them sit in their seat. It's just the focus on when your kid is asleep, nap time, when you have those 5 extra minutes, getting yourself organized. I know what's in my fridge. I know what I can turn this into and how to make it taste good, or at least start a step. I took a picture of our refrigerator the other day that we were laughing about in our video because our refrigerator is full of Tupperware. They're either single ingredients, ready to go meals, or leftovers that our spouses, which is where our idea for this mastermind came from, can open the fridge now and say, okay, I have an idea of, you know, what Polly was thinking about. So I'm going to pull this out and put together dinner for their daughter.
Okay, so now I'm gonna jump right ahead because I love what you guys do. It's an absolute winner. You guys make the perfect team. You got the energy behind it. You got the experience behind it. You got the combined talent. So tell me, how do you want to deliver this? In a immersion mastermind on a weekly basis, on a monthly basis? What's your original thoughts?
I mean, the original thought was immersion, but I think this is something that we're going to have to stick with them and provide that patience, provide that comfort that it's okay. It didn't work the first time. It didn't work the second week, but now we're getting into week six. We're getting into the second month, the ninth month. Yeah. And my kids are really doing it. And my husband's starting to eat vegetables, or my kids are really loving all the different berries that we bought at the farmer's market that
love
I usually-
Okay. So I'm just going to dump this. You guys take what serves you, throw the rest away. You haven't launched your first training yet.
Not yet.
Okay. So here's my suggestion. What is something you could teach in a half hour that would have the biggest aha? And I believe you should be teaching in the kitchen in a Zoom like this with a camera in the kitchen where somebody could make something and see, like, work along with you, right? So what is something, and I don't need the answer right now, guys. What I want you to think about is what in a half hour could you cook, share, make, where you'd have 90% of parents going, oh my God, I was doing it way so hard. It doesn't have to be this. Could you guys take a camera and go to a grocery store and show them how to pick out the right stuff? What I see is what I know my wife would sign up for. I would sign up for it and I would try to go, but my wife would absolutely go. And this is how I suggest you launch it. And you guys, again, not everybody in here is a peer. Not everybody has kids that are still home. Who has children that are still home? Raise your hand, right? Maybe 25%. Out of those people who raised their hand, who in here would show up? Out of those people who raised their hand, if you guys are on the full screen, who would show up if these two did a free 30-minute training on how to maximize meals or how to whatever your thing? Who would show up for a free half hour? Raise your hand. Right? Even if you don't have kids, who would show up? Right? What I would suggest is you lay out your curriculum. I think it should be a weekly, bi-weekly, or monthly training. I think it should probably be bi-weekly. Bi-weekly, every 2 weeks, you go live for an hour and you teach. And in between those, you give a little homework, maybe send out recipes, right? Or whatever it is that you're gonna send to them on a regular basis. Don't worry about here's how people screw things up. You ready? I have people that are friends of mine. They go, well, I'm gonna build an app and the app can help them do all these things. You don't need any of that. Right? You just need to deliver value and get people to show up. You need to send them an email or a text with a recipe. Don't worry about an app and all that. That's like 2 years from now. Not that I'm saying you are, but people can get consumed with trying to make everything perfect. You know what people need? They need to cook for their kids easier, better, and bond. That's it. They want to bond with their family. They want them to eat healthier and they don't want to be stressed. Take away their stress. Take away the complexity. Give them a path. Bond with their children. You win. So with that said, what I would suggest is you guys do your first half hour training, and I'm gonna tell you to pick a date today. Not right now we're on, but you guys are gonna get off and pick the date. I would pick a date 30 days from today or 40 days from today, put your feet to the fire and work backwards. In 40 days from today, you're gonna send out invites, you're gonna do emails, you're gonna do Facebook Lives, you're gonna do everything in your power to get as many people as you can to show up to your half hour where you're gonna rock their world. You're going to show them something a half hour where they're going to go, oh my God. And at the end of the half hour, you know what you're going to say? So glad we could deliver you this value for free today. But here's the cool part. This is just the tip of the iceberg. We'd love to work with you guys every other week for the next year to show you how to make this real in your home, to make it simple, to make it fun. So we've created our first ever program to show you how to do this. It's called XYZ. It's $97 a month. It's $1,200 a month. It's $50, whatever it is you guys want to charge. And we'd love to have you guys enrolled. You delivered value in advance. You show what you stood for. You've already laid out your course. And here's the crazy part. If you do it every other week, you don't have to lay out the whole course. Lay out the next four trainings and be 2 weeks ahead of all time, right? You don't have to create the whole thing. Don't overwhelm yourself and create a one-year agenda. Create a four-week agenda and always have that built. But I would say, I would say in 40 days or so, 45 days from now, you do your first training. You push as many people as you can to show up. At the end, you offer your course.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
What questions do you have? What makes you scared about doing that?
Nothing. We are, we're the primary caregivers for our little kids right now. Our spouses are full-time, and we did exactly what Maya and you were talking about before. So every Wednesday, we're on the schedule. So we're on the computers, we're doing our notes, we're doing the course, we're getting in the Facebook room. That's our day. And then throughout the week, nap times, dinners, and whatnot, we're scheduling in time to do that as well. But our spouses are with the kids right now, and this is our job today.
That's amazing. Amazing.
It's so important. So listen, might as well, we'll never get anywhere.
No, because if you don't schedule it, it won't happen. That's what, and it was so great we shared that with Maya. Like, if it's not scheduled, it won't happen. It's like saying, I'm going to read that book. Who in here has got a book you've been going to read for the last 5 years? Right? Everybody, like, I'm going to. You can't say, I must. So, I loved, was this great today or what? Do you guys want to do more of this? I think this was amazing. Give me a thumbs up or a hell yes in the comments if you want to do more of this. I think we had social proof today. We had breakthroughs today. We saw people facing the same fears as us, the same desires as us. They had breakthroughs. We learned. I got to have a blast. This was so much fun for me. So let's make sure we do this. We'll do this at least once a month. And imagine when we all get together, how cool this will be, right? But I think each of you had unique circumstances, but a lot of the same things. I think for you two, I think I would schedule it. I would lay out what your first free training would be, and then what your first three or four trainings after that. That's all you need to lay out and get really creative. And if you want, survey, like start asking people, like, you know, what do you need to do? You need to reduce complexity. You need to make it easy. You need to make it healthy. And you got to talk about how you get to bond with your family. I would have stats on all three of those. And I would just think obsessively through how does the busy person in today's world do it? The cool part is they could open up their laptop or put their phone on a little stand and they could do it along with you, right? Like, how cool. Virtual is not what it was just 6 months ago. Like, virtual used to be something you used to watch. Now this is our lives. We're virtually connected, right? So you could literally do Zoom while someone's cooking and somebody can say, whoa, I'm trying to put this in here. How much? Oh, no, it's just one cup of flour or whatever it is, right? Like, this is the stuff that wasn't available or people didn't look through that lens. Now they do. So I would find a cool spot. And listen, technology-wise, the world has shifted. You don't need $500,000 worth of camera equipment. You need one of your kitchens with a cool ring light and one camera or a cell phone, right? That's plugged in with a charger so it doesn't go dead. And, you know, and maybe one of your kids, if they're old enough to hold the camera like that, like that's where we are in today's world. People don't care about fancy. They talk about effect. They care about effectiveness, right? Remember that, everybody. They'll take effectiveness and results over fancy. So that's where, guys, can we please give it up for Paulie and Candace?
Thank you so much, Dean.
You're welcome, guys. Go after it. You got this. I'm going to be looking out for all three of you. Don't you let us down. We're going to be holding you accountable. All right, guys. I loved this today. I think this went amazing. I can't wait to do more of these. We went a little long, but how could we not? This was so cool. So we will schedule another one of these. Remember how you get on here. Do your homework. We'll keep looking. We'll make sure we do these every month. Remember, put that two-day summit. Arvin's going to give you the dates of that. He's going to give you your homework. Play full out. Stay in the Facebook group. And let's keep doing this. Guys, I appreciate you so much. This was so much fun today. Love you all. Keep going. Let's change the world. And now let's give it up for Mr. Arvin Anderson.
Woohoo! Yes. Let's go. Let's go. Oh, how exciting was that, guys? I was sitting back here in the studio with my notebook just taking notes as Dean's talking, right? Because we're all learning. We're all in that phase where we're just trying to grow more and more and more. Thank you guys so much for playing full out. It was, I could see that the enthusiasm was there. I could see a little bit of the nerves were there. But I mean, that's the hot seat, right? That's what the hot seat feels like. Raise your hand if that was an extraordinary experience for you. Did you guys love that? Yes. Yes. Let me switch this view here so I can see all your beautiful faces. All right. So we're going to talk briefly about what this week's tasking is going to be. So we've been experimenting with fear a little bit, right? making some videos, teaching your tools, starting to get a little bit more articulate on that process, posting the videos, which is even a little bit more nerve-wracking for a lot of people. But we need to start taking this into the phase of building an audience. And building an audience does not start with Facebook ads. Building an audience does not start with doing a bunch of social media posts. Building an audience does not start by hopping into Facebook groups and answering questions. Those are all part of the process. Those are all things that we will do eventually. But building an audience starts with conversations. Building an audience starts with you speaking out loud to the people in your life what it is that you are doing. This is where it starts. And we start with the people that we know, the people that believe in us, the people that care about us, the people that we know that we can serve that are specifically in our life right now. We start with those people. Raise your hand if you know at least one other human being. Yeah? All of you, amazing, 100% across the board? Well, you know what that means? That means the person that you know also knows other human beings. That is the fastest way to connect to other people, is by you first making that connection. And so for this upcoming week, we are going to send you out into your worlds, into your sphere of influence, and you guys are going to begin the conversation about what it is that you do. Now, we've already identified who your ideal client is and the problem that you solve, the way that you solve it. And now what we want you to do is we want you to go out into the world and we want you to start creating conversations so you can get it their perspective. Because here's how we look at things a lot. We look at what we think their problem is. We look at what they think they want, but it's a little different from what they want. And so we put together 5 questions that we want you guys to collect some data on. And when you guys get these answers to the questions, when you guys come back next week and we go back into our breakout room format, you're going to need these answers to be able to do the exercise that we're going to be doing in that breakout room. Now, before I give you the questions, I just want to be clear here with you that if you just answer these questions from your own perspective, it's not going to be that effective. The whole point of this exercise is for you to ask other people and see and hear what they respond with. Because as you start to gather those answers, this is how we start to create your marketing. This is what starts to become the messaging for your marketing. Because you're speaking in their words and you're speaking to their problems in the way that they would describe them. So the first question is, what are the top 3 challenges that your ideal client is facing right now? We actually had this question structured differently. Well, the original question was, what are the top 3 obstacles your ideal client is struggling with? And then I'm watching Dean doing his coaching, right? He's like, nobody likes obstacles. People like challenges. So we went back to like, let's change the question. We changed it. What are the top 3 challenges your ideal client is facing right now? So when you go out and you're having the conversation with them, and let's use Paul and Candace, right? It's if you go into to parents that have children 3 or younger, what are the top 3 challenges that you guys are facing right now with feeding your kid healthy food? What are they? We think it's this. We think it's you don't have enough time. We think it's you open the fridge and you're like, I don't know what to do with all this food. We think it's you gave them a meal once and they didn't like it and you didn't know how to give it to them again. We think that's your problem. But what do you think? Like, how are they going to articulate that? Because maybe they say it in a different way. Maybe they give you a whole different problem that you didn't even think existed. Or maybe for a lot of us, we're trying to give them what they need and we're not talking about what they want. Next question is, and we're going to send you an email, guys, with this in a tight form so you can submit your answers and stuff in that. All right. Next question is, what have they already tried to do to solve this problem that hasn't worked? What have they already tried to do to solve this problem that hasn't worked? Again, this is going to help you guys start to create the messaging for your marketing. Right? Because if you could speak to what they've already done, have you already tried X, Y, and Z? Have you already tried to follow a meal plan and it didn't work? Have you already tried downloading recipes online from other experts and it didn't work? Have you already tried making your own food and you served it to your kid and they didn't like it? And they're like, oh, yeah, I did try that. Yeah, I did try that. What do you think that does to the certainty in what you are about to offer them? They're gonna look at that like, wow, if you're already identifying all the things that I did that didn't work, then your solution must be the solution. Because it's obviously not any of these things. And as we get those answers, if what you are about to do is something that they've already tried, then we can look at a way, how can we adjust yours a little bit more so that it is more effective, right? Because we want your process to be more simple, easier to follow, more effective, save more time, right? That's what we want. That's the experience that we want to create. Next three questions is, what are the top three things your client wants to achieve? What is it that they want to achieve? And I really love this question, because when we're looking at what is it that they want, we look at tangible and intangible things. And a lot of us are speaking to the emotion, right? It's like, oh, what do they want? They want more confidence. They want to feel fulfilled. They want to feel aligned with their purpose. Yes, that's the intangible. But what's the tangible thing that they're after as well? If I had more confidence, like, where in my life do I want to feel more confidence in? Am I single and I'm insecure about dating and I'm wanting more confidence to go out there and speak to women? Okay, well, then what I actually want is a girlfriend, right? It's not the confidence I want, it's the girlfriend. Am I struggling? Like, if I want to go into entrepreneurship, but I'm struggling, you know, with the courage to leave my job, then what I actually want is a business, right? I want a functional business that makes me money, right? That's the tangible thing that I'm after, the thing that I can touch, the result, right? So when we ask these questions, what it is that they want to achieve, they're going to tell you the surface level things that they're after. And now we can identify, all right, that's what they want. And then as we address what it is that they want, we'll also give them what they need. Because here's the perspective on this real quick, guys. Most of you guys are teaching through life experience. So you've made it to the other side. And we lost sight of what started this journey for you was you focusing on a problem that wasn't the real problem. And then once you went on this journey, you figured out what the real problem was and you solved it. And now we start speaking to the real problem. But your ideal client hasn't realized that's the real problem yet. They're still focused on the surface level problem. So we got to identify what that is and speak to that so we can make the connection so that we can deliver the solution to the real thing that's keeping them stuck. You on board with me so far? Michelle, you're not on board with me? Michelle, are you the one that came up with the exercise 7 levels up? I'm going to reach out to you and you and I are going to do a little one-on-one conversation on that, because I love that tool and I see the potential in what that has the capacity to be. That is a brilliant perspective. I love it. And I'm so curious to get more insight from you on how you see that tool playing out. I love it. Question 4, now we're going to, how will they feel when they achieve it? So now we can talk about the emotion, right? Now it's like, oh, you got the girlfriend. How do you feel? Oh, I feel more confident, right? I feel more secure about myself. Oh, you left your job and now you start your own business. How do you feel? Like, I'm starting to feel more successful. I feel more aligned with my purpose. Okay, now we have both sides, right? But what we don't want to answer the question, this is what we don't want, right? What do they want to achieve? I want to achieve more confidence. Well, how will they feel? They'll feel empowered, right? That messaging is not going to connect. You guys with me? Yes. And then the last question. What is stopping them from achieving it? What is stopping them from achieving it? All right, if you say that you want to leave your job and you know, start this new business, why haven't you done it? What's the obstacle that you're facing right now? What's stopping you? And then they'll tell you, right? Well, I need the money for my job to support myself. But as long as I'm in this job, I can't start the business because I need to devote time to this. So I'm kind of stuck here, right? What's stopping me is the fear, right? I'm afraid to let go of what I have and fully trust what it is I want to step into. And so when you ask those questions, again, you will get their languaging. I'll give you like a quick example on this, on the importance of words and languaging. You know, we were speaking with one of our members here where – their focal point was financial literacy and personal finance, right? I want to help people manage their personal finances. I want to have people manage their personal finances. And they had a really great program and they're going out there and it just wasn't really connecting with people. Like they weren't signing up. And so I sent her out on this exercise. I'm like, you need to go out there and talk to your ideal client and ask them this question and see what they say. And when every person that she asked was saying something along the lines of, I need to learn how to manage my money. They weren't saying personal finance. They were saying manage my money. And so when she changed her marketing and started talking about managing their money, she started to create interest because now she was speaking their language. She was using the words that they use, not the industry words, right? Because the industry words is her vocabulary. You need to speak their vocabulary. And you won't understand their vocabulary unless you speak to them. Yeah? This is exciting, guys. You get to go out there and start having conversations with people. And they're going to start asking you questions. And you guys have already started formulating some of your tools and started to develop that thought process. You're going to have the opportunities to start giving them insight, to give them feedback, to start creating solutions for them right there on the spot. And what does that do? That starts to anchor into their mind that you are the expert. And as these things start to show up, well, that reticulator activator system kicks in, right? It's like, oh, yes. John answered my question last time. I have another question about this. I'm going to reach out to John. John's my expert now, right? He's the person I go to for these things. You are planting seeds. You are planting seeds. And these are the first seeds that we're going to be planting to start building that audience. And just like Maya said with her example, right? It's like she planted those seeds. 6 months later, she had her mastermind launched, sold out, $5,000 seats because she planted the seeds. It was patient, showed up every day and allowed them to grow properly. Who wants to know about the weekend immersion? Sorry, it's not a weekend immersion. The two-day immersion. I keep saying that wrong. I've been corrected so many times. Arvin, it's not a weekend. I'm like, I don't know why it's in my mind a weekend. Who's ready for the details on the two-day immersion? Awesome. So our two-day immersion is going to be on a Thursday and Friday. It's going to be July 16th and 17th. July 16th and 17th. And everyone, I want you to look at, this is an event. This is a virtual experience, a virtual event that we are creating for you. It's not just like showing up here on a Zoom call, right? Like, I want you guys to block this out on your calendar. I want you to set it as a priority as if you were coming to Scottsdale and this was an in-person thing, right? If you need to get babysitters, get babysitters. If you need somebody to watch your dog, get somebody to watch your dog, right? If you need to prepare some meals so you don't need to leave for an hour to go get something to eat, then prepare your meals and have your snacks and drinks ready to go. Whatever you need to do so we can show up and be fully immersed in this immersion. We're going to bring some of Dean's, you know, high-level network to come in here and teach you some powerful things about marketing. I know, raise your hand if marketing is a pain point for you, right? If you're struggling a little bit, yeah, everybody's hands. We're going to teach you the things that Dean and his successful friends, the things that they have used in their businesses to create massive success. So I want you guys to show up, block out that calendar, make sure that we show up, make sure that we're showing up with intention, because you're going to learn everything that you need to do in order to start building that momentum with your business. And then we have each other. We have this accelerator week after week to make sure that we actually do those things. Yeah? So I want to leave you guys with one final thing here, because we're going to take some messy action on our side, right? Leaders go first. We're going to lead by example. By a show of hands, how many of you guys have used the Facebook Rooms feature on Facebook that just got released 3 weeks ago? Yeah, so see, what, got like 6-7 hands up, right? 300 people on the call right now, 6-7 hands up. Very few people have used it. So we've dabbled in it a couple times. And basically what this feature is, it's like Zoom in Facebook. So this is what myself and my high impact coaches are going to be doing, is we're going to be popping up into the Accelerator Facebook group. And whenever we are live in there, you can join the room and we're just going to be hot seat coaching people right there on the spot. Right there on the spot. We're going to do a max of 20 people in each room, but there's seven of us on the coaching team and we're going to be on there multiple days a week. We're going to experiment with this because this is a new feature for us too. So we're figuring it out on our end as well. But we want to master this tool so we can teach you guys how to use it, because nobody's using it right now. And if you guys start creating Facebook groups and start building a community, and we teach you how to use this tool, you're going to be doing something different that nobody else is doing. But we need to walk ourselves through it first. So if you have a phone and you have Facebook on your phone, go ahead and open your Facebook app on your phone. And you should, right at the top, you should see an icon that says create room. If you don't see it on your phone, I'm not able to answer that answer for you right now, but you should see the create room. If not, then you can look at it on your laptop and you will see create room in there. And along that line, it will just show you different people. If somebody you know has a Facebook room that's live right now, that will pop up right there on that spot. And that's how you'll know if somebody is live. So whenever we open a Facebook room inside of our group, it's going to show up right there at the top of your Facebook page. And all you got to do is click that button. And what we're going to do is we're going to open up rooms, and each of the coaches, we're going to be hot seating on different topics. So maybe we are going to dial in on niche. Maybe we are going to dial in on framework, or we're going to dial in on teaching a tool, or maybe we'll role play on some things. Like, there's so many different things that we can do. We're just going to get feedback from you guys on what you want to be coached on. And we're going to create specific breakout rooms on Facebook in order to hot seat coach you on those things. This is going to enable us to continue giving you guys more individualized attention and coaching on this process. Raise your hand if you'd like some more hot seat opportunities to dive deeper. Oh, all you guys want it? Well, beautiful. In order to get it, this is going to require you to start using a new feature, to try something different. The first time I did the Facebook room inside the Accelerator group, guys, I was nervous. I'm sitting here, I'm like, oh man, I've never used this before. I'm afraid to launch it. Like, what if people come in and like, I don't know how to use this feature? It's like, what if all these people come in and they start asking me questions and I don't know how to answer the question? It was just different. I was like, it's just like Zoom, but it was a little bit different. And it was just that fear of trying something new shows up all over again. It happens for all of us. So if you see the Facebook room in there and you're like, ooh, I've never done this before, I'm a little nervous. Like, what if I hop in there and everybody knows what they're doing and I don't? Just get in the room. Everything will be fine. And then as your questions get answered, right, you have the option to stay in the room or you can hop out after you get hot seat coach. It's your choice. However you guys want to use the feature. If you guys are struggling with it, right, if you're like, oh, I can't figure this out, I challenge you guys to sharpen your skill of solving the problem, right? Let's not like overwhelm DMs. Like, I don't know how to do this. I can't figure this out. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Right? There's a thing called Google. Right? Google it. If somebody in the group has made a comment about being in the room, you can reach out to them and say, hey, I'm struggling to get into this. How can I, can you give me a tip? Like, find a way to solve the problem, right? Find a way to solve the problem. That's what we are. We're problem solvers. That's what leaders are. You guys leaders? You guys with me? Yeah? Yes. I love it. I love opportunities to solve problems. It's fun. So you're beginning the homework. Raise your hand if you guys are committed to having at least one conversation. Right? Even if it scares you, just go out and do it. You're not selling them anything, and don't sell them anything. Don't at the end of this say, well, I have a program for you. Don't do that. Right? We're not there yet. I just want you to have a conversation. Tell them what you're doing. Get some feedback. Make this fun. Make it fun. Right? So there's no pressure here. Just go out there, gather the data, and then when you come in next week, we're going to show you how we're going to tie that data into what it is that you're doing. All right? You guys excited? Lock out the dates, July 16th and 17th. Keep an eye out for those Facebook rooms. We are going to be in there today, so keep an eye out for that. And let's go out and get it. You guys ready to get this week started? Right? Because our weeks start on Wednesday, right? This is how we kick off our weeks on Wednesdays. Yes, I love it. Jacqueline already stood up. She already knows. She knows how we leave this room. We leave this room in a pink state. Come on, Michelle. 7 levels up. Let's go. Mike, give us something to kick this week off with, baby. Yes. Pink state time. Bailey, pink state with a baby. Yes, yes, yes. Woo! You guys love it. You know you love it. You know you love this stuff. Yes, yes, yes. Awesome, guys. Awesome. I will see you guys in the Facebook room. Have an amazing week.